Hey everyone, welcome into TCO Studios at Winter Park. Mike Wobshaw joined by the newest member of the Minnesota Vikings, offensive lineman Riley Reiff, comes to us by way of South Dakota, Iowa, the Detroit Lions, and now you're a Minnesota Viking, man. Welcome to Minnesota.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, a little bit of a whirlwind. Free agency always is for guys who are signing on the first couple of days, but in the end, you end up a Minnesota Viking. What was the experience like for the last 48 hours?
You know, it's been a great great experience, and you know, I have a good team, Neil Kornrich, families, and you know, I'm proud to be a Minnesota Viking.
Yeah, the South Dakota to Iowa pipeline is alive. We know we thought it ended with Chad Greenway, who took that route to get to Minnesota, but here you are. You followed kind of the same path. Did you ever follow Chad's career? Or ever look at him as a guy that, you know, I'm following this same path?
Yeah, you know, I've looked up to Chad. You know, he's a great example of what hard work, you know, just a great, being a great teammate. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for him, and wish he would have played one more year so I could have played with him. But
you'll get to see him around the facility. He'll be back. You know, you grow up in South Dakota. You play offensive line. You go to Iowa. Is there anything, any part of that background that you think helps you be such a good NFL player?
Yeah, I mean, coming from South Dakota, you know, there's a lot of tough, good people there. And, you know, it just instilled a lot of values in me, and I think I can bring a lot to the table here in Minnesota.
You were a first-round pick in 2012. You played with other guys at Iowa who became NFL players, and then you were a highly regarded prospect coming out. You remember that time? What was it like being a first-round pick and going into the NFL and playing on a team with a franchise quarterback like Matthew Stafford, where there was some pressure on you to play well?
Yeah, you know, it's a challenge, and you know, it was exciting to be able to measure yourself against the best.
Yeah.
Getting to come out there every Sunday and, you know, going to battle. So I'm excited.
You played against the Vikings, obviously, twice a year, most years. Any battles that you remember? I mean, you're going to see Everson Griffin and Brian Robinson every day at practice. You saw them on the playing field a couple of times each year. Anything you remember from those games?
Yeah. I remember that. They're great players.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm excited to get to work and, you know, battle against them every day and make each other better.
Yeah, and you'll see some familiar faces. You stay inside the NFC North, where there are some good pass rushers, and you'll join some offensive players here on this team, like Sam Bradford and Stephon Diggs. What were your perceptions of the Vikings offense and of Sam Bradford when you were on the other sideline?
You know, the Vikings are a great team, and I have a lot of when I was on the other sideline, I had a lot of respect for them. It was always going to be a battle, tough, smart. You know, it was always going to be a fight. And, you know, right now I'm glad to be on their side.
A big thing for you in your career has been playing left tackle or right tackle. Even at Iowa, you moved wherever the team needed you to play. What are some of the keys to being able to do that?
You know, I came from a program at Iowa, you know, coached by Kirk Ferentz, and, you know, he does a good job. You know, you just go out there and play, do the fundamentals, whatever happens, happens. And you know, it's easy to say. A lot of guys say I'm a team player and I'll do this, but you know, wherever I play, I'm just here to help the team. That's the truth. You know, whether it's hell, I'd play quarterback if they wanted to me, but yeah, that wouldn't help the team out.
Yeah, I don't think they'll ask you to do that.
No,
probably not. But you'll do it if they ask. Huh?
Yeah.
All right. You know, with new stadium, playing in Minnesota, you're from South Dakota. I'm guessing family came to your games and watched you play a lot when you were growing up and when you went to college. And now they'll be able to come to your games here in Minnesota, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll have a lot of family members asking for tickets.
Yeah.
Being so close to home. And, you know, I grew up on Sundays watching a lot of the Vikings games.
There you go. Vikings fan?
Yeah, I wasn't growing up, but.
You are now.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, man. Well, congratulations on signing here. Welcome to Minnesota.
Thank you.